We are on Daf Mem Ches Amid Beis. Let us, in order to understand the middle Taisvis, let us just learn two Gemaras. We had a Gemara that Ahi Machta the Ishtakach Bechituche Dereye. They found a machat in a reya that was not a whole reya. There was a piece of the reya. So the Gemara feels always that Rabami was matref it. Rabami was matref the reya. Omri lein, this is the first line when it starts getting white on the omit. Omri lei, v'rabonon machsheri, why were you matref this reya that was chotuch, Rabbonu wa machsher, if you found a machat in a reya, amalehen hein echshiru sheyoidim me'ezetam echshiru, anan me'ezetam nachsher, dur mihava reya kamon minkeba, maybe if we would have the whole reya in front of us, maybe we would see a nekev. So let us just see again Rashi from when the lines start getting white. Barabonon delel machsheri, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina. They were machsher amachad shenimseis bereye. So Rabbami answered them, sheyoidim me'ezer tam hichshiru. They know why they were machsher. They had a hichocha to be machsher. Shrei bos kol horeya lifneim. They had the complete reya in front of them. V'ra'u ha'shleima. And they saw that the reya is sholeim. So how did the machat get into the reya? Al kolchoch derech hakona nichnisa. So al kolchoch he got into the reya from the kone. How did the machat get into the kone? So we have to say, yips. Something muzer occurred that the baimah was eating, so the kona opened up and the machat came through the kona, and that's how it came into the reya. If I see that the reya is shleima, so it didn't come mi bachutz, didn't come from the veishit, and then they came to the veishit, and then there was a nekev in the veishit or in the dakin. That can't be, because I see that it's sholim mibachutz. So kochoch, I have to assume that it came through the reya, which is not such a shlich tikazach, but the circumstances force me to assume that this occurred. That is when you have a whole reya. You vaidik the reya and see the reya is sholim. But over here, but you have a reya that's chotuch, you don't have the whole reya in front of you. Dilma avinikuvit. So here I don't have a choche that it did not come mibachutz. So here I assume it came mibachutz. Sharoiv anichnosim derech haveshet nichnosim. That means, really, I should assume that it's roiv b'liyis go through the veishit. V'i beveishit nichnas, and if it went into the veishit, so al kochoch, in order for it to get into the reya, al kochoch was naikiv the dakin, was naikiv the reya, so al koponim, so without a hechoche, Rashi says, I assume it came through the veishit, and from the veisha to the reya, and if that's the case, al kochoch, there was a few nekovim in order to make this possible. This is one gemara. Now, let us jump down. We have, let's say, five lines from the bottom. Ahi machte di ishtakach bechaticha de kapta. We found the machat in the kove. also a chetiche de kavde, it's a shtickle of the kavde. So ma ma bereid Rav Yosef me mitrebe. So ma bereid Rav Yosef wanted to say it's treife. Amalei Ravashi ilu ishtakach bebisro ki agavna habetorif ma. I don't understand. How could you be matrefit? Because there's a nekev in the kovet. If there'll be a nekev in the bosa, you also be matref. I mean, the kovet is not nitraf. The nekev, nitala kovet. Elo omar Ravashi. So Ravashi said, the halacha, if one found a machat in the kovet, is we have to be mevar or something else. If the roish of the machat, which was a double oath, if that's facing the outside of the kovet, and the machat is inside, so how did it get outside of the kovet? Is nekuvi nokevasoi, so kochoch, it got into the chalal aguf, it came into the veshet, and then it was naked, went out of the vesh, it went out of the dakim, and then it went into the kovet. You see that the kup is labar, and the point is in the kovet. So kochoch, it entered the kovet from the chalal aguf, so it's treif, not because of the kovet, but because of the circumstantial evidence that I see. If kupa labar, so kochoch, it entered the kovet from the chalal aguf, so treif. He kupa legav, but if the kupa is legav, the head of the machat is legav inside the kovet, and we'll say that the point is going, puncturing the kovet, simpune nokat vasoi, so how did this machat get into the kovet? It didn't get into the kovet from the chalal aguf inside the kovet, because the kupa cannot puncture the kovet. The kupa is not a sharp, the kupa is a double oath which will not puncture the kovet. So kochoch, if the kupa is inside and the point is outside, so kochoch, it came, simpuninokev, it came from the reye into the kovet. So Mamela, so it's kosher. Let us see what Rashi says. Ikupa legav im roisha ha'ov shehi nekuva boy. Nechba besoich ha'kovet. That's in the kovet. V'chuda shekoyren point yoytze lesoich chlala behime. So how did it get here? Vadai simpune Nokat, so kochach, it came from the simpain of the reye. Va'achakach nikav chuda es a simpain. It came to the simpain of the reye. Va'achakach nikav chuda es a simpain of the reye. V'yotza lekoveit. And it went from the reye. They found him how to get from the reye to the koveit. Omimenu lechutz, and then it went into the koveit, and the point is sticking outside. But the ikupe leba, but if the kupe is lechalala behime, the kupe is in the cholol of the behime, opia leseicha kope. So how did this happen? Vadi derech haveshet nichnesa tchila. First it came to the veshet. V'nikvo hadakin. And if it came to the veshet, how did it get down to the kope? So kochach was nikvo hadakin. V'yotzeso v'nichnas pia lekove. So then, it will be treif. So we have over here, a locha by a kovet chatucha. We have no ways of being mevara. The kovet bechla, we don't have any proof. So we have ways to be mevara in the direction of the machat. If the machat is kupa lebar, so then it's a treif. If the machat is kupa legav, so then it's kosher. Because then I say the only way this could have occurred, that it came from the reye to the kovet, That's why it is kosher. That's why we have a Gemara over here. Now we have a tremendous problem with these two Gemaras. We just learned, if we just learned before, Rav Ami said, if you have a Reya Chatucha, and there's a Machat in the Reya, so here, Rav Ami said, it's Treife, because since I don't have any Biro, if there's a hole in the Reya, if there's not a hole in the Reya, I don't see anything. So Rashi said, I have to assume it came from the Veshit, and there was a Nekev. That's a Rashi learned Pshat. Now, we just learned the Gemara by the Kovet. You also have a problem. How did it get into the Kovet? So there the Gemara told us, let's look at the direction of the Machat. Let's look at the direction of the Machat. If the Kup is Legav, so then it came into the Kovet from the corner of the Reyet. If the Kup is Legav, so then it came from the Reyet. The Kup is Labar, so then it came from the outside. So our Gemara says, by studying, but when it comes to a Chituch of the Kovet, and we want to know how it got into the Kovet from the inside or from the outside, we can figure this out by the Kupe, by the head of the Machat. If it's Legav, so it's an internal affair. It came from the Kovet. It didn't come from the outside through the Kupe, it came from the Reya. It didn't come from the outside through the Kupe, it came from the Reya inside the Kupe. So if you have a Reya, a Chitoch of a Reya, so here Rav Ami says it's straight, because I don't have any proof to show that it didn't come from the Chlal HaGuf. Like this, I have a proof, there's no hole, so Al Kochach it came derech hakone. But here I don't have any proof, Rashi says, I don't have any proof. So it's treif. So Kan Shaila Ben, why is it treif? Let's look at direction of how the Machat is situated in the Reya. If it's from the inside, so Al Kochach it came from the Kone of the Reya. If it's on the outside the Kupa, then it's treif. It's on the outside. Some of you know it's treif. But what is Pshat in our Gemara? We have two Gemaras, one after the other, the both of them speaking about a piece. You have a piece of the Reya and you have a piece of the Kovet. When it comes to the piece of the Kovet, so I just have to figure out how did this Machat enter the Kovet. And I have ways of figuring this out by studying the direction of the Machat. And if it's Kupo Legav, so it came internally. That's the Yesod. It came from the Reya. And if I have a Reya, it was said if there's a Machat, it's Treife. Because I can't prove it came from the Kohen. Rashi says, because I don't see this, no, the come this. I can't prove it came from the come. Let's look at the direction, how the Machat is situated. This is Amor Dike Kashe. And the Masha says, before we see Taishvitz, that Taishvitz had this Kashe. This Kashe is Amor Dike Kashe. Let us see. The Masha says, this is the last Masha on Daf Mem Chesamet Beis. Perish. The hoche be chituche de reye de treife. Here it says the chituche de reye is treif. Loi mefalginon ben kupa legav ben kupa leba. We do not at all differentiate the direction how the machat is situated. If it's kupa legav or kupa leba, ki de mefalginon be chituche de kavde. This was Taisvis kashe. Taisvis had this kashe, which is Amir de Kekash. Now let us see the second Taisvus. Dilme ihavi reya kamon, havi menakve. If we would have the whole reya, so maybe we would see this in the Kovet. So Tosfos says, so Rashi said Pshat in the Gemara, that the whole reason we assume it came from the Kone, because, and usually it comes through the Vesha, but now we assume it comes from the Kone, because we don't see any Nekovim. We don't see any Nekovim in the Reyes or Kochach. It came from the Kone. But Rashi says, but if there'd be, it's a piece of the Reyes, it's a chituch of the Reyes, so I have no proof that it didn't come from the Beishit, so I attribute it came from the Beishit. So Tosfos says, Loi mishum de derech haveishit min kibasoi. That is not pshat in the Gemara, that you assume that it, the reason it's straight because it came from the Beishit. Dimkein amai machshe besomach b'chaticha dekavde. B'chaticha dekavde, we don't say it came from the without any proof I say it came from the Veshit, because normally it comes from the Veshit. I have another way to be mevarer how it came. I look at the matzev of the machat. If it's kupa legav, I say it came from the inside. I don't say, well, it's not normal to come through the reyeh. No, no. If it's kupel legav, I say it came internally. So let's say the same thing over here, that it came internally. So why is it treif? Why was the Gemara soisim here and said if there's a machat in chituchet dereye, it is treif, without differentiating the matzav of the machat, if it's kupel legav or kupel lebav? That is Tosfos kasha. Ela boy le meima, derech hasimpoinais yotzo v'nichnas bereye mibachutz. So Tosfos says as follows. Tosfos says 100% true. We had a Gemara, the Gemara says if you found a machat in the kovet, and you found a machat in the kovet and it's kupoligav, so that means that the Roish Amachat Al-Kochoch came internally. So the Gemara says it is kosher, because it came internally. It came from the inside. I assume it came from the Reyeh to the Kovet, and it's kosher. So Tosfos says 100% true. If you have a Reyeh, and it's Kupa Legav, I also say it came internally. So why is it Reyeh? So Tosfos says, if you have a machat in the reye, and it's kupa legav, so that is 100% true, it came internally, but it could very well have been that it came into the reye, and then the point of the machat went out of the reye, and then maybe came back into the Reyeh. You have here a machat in a Reyeh, and a machat in a Reyeh is a very scary thing. It could puncture the Reyeh. And a Reyeh, a nekim in the Reyeh, is bekoshu. So that what you have, a machat in the Reyeh, and you know how the machat came in, but I do not know what the machat did while it was in the Reyeh. Could be it came into the Reyeh, 100% right. It came from the Kone, 100% right. And it came into the Reyeh. Could be it went out of the Reyeh. It made a hole in the Reyeh. Could be it came back into the Reyeh. Now, I don't have the whole Reyeh in front of me to examine if there's any holes in the Reyeh. Therefore, I have to be matzav. That's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara that says I don't have the whole Reyeh in front of me means that even though it's kupa legav, and I know how the machat entered the reye, but I do not know what the machat did. Kozman, it wasn't the reye. Could be it punctured, that it went out of the reye and then it slipped back in. The point punctured and then slipped back in. So memela a reye, which I do not have a whole reye in front of me. I have no way to be mevara that a hole was not made in this reye because of this machat. I have to be matrif. I have to be matrif the reye. Masha ain came by the kovei can have 20 holes. The kovei is no problem with those. So when the Gemara speaks about chituchet the kovei, and the Gemara says, I found the machat in the kovei,
So there is no problem. Maybe the machat went out of the covet and punctured the covet. Let it go back isn't the hate. And that gift doesn't pass by the covet. There my whole problem is how did it get into the covet? From the outside or the inside? It got in from the outside, so that's a simon. That there's a nekiv in the veshit, there's a nekiv in the dakim. If it wasn't the chlal aguf, so al kochoch, there's a zaitik in nekiv. So that the Gemara says, if your whole problem is how it entered the kovet, I can figure it out by examining the direction that the machat is situated. If it's kupol legav, it came internally. That's my only problem. How did it come internally, externally? So that I can figure out from the matzim of the machet. Masha'enke, by the reye, it's not, the only shaila is not only how did it come into the reye. There's another shaila, when the machet was in the reye, did it maybe puncture the reye? And come back again. That's also possible. And since I don't have the whole ray in front of me, that's why I have to be matrid. That's how Taisus says pshat in the Gemara. But we have to understand Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says that Rashi said klo why it's treif. Rashi says, you know why it's treif by the ray? So Rashi says, because I don't have the whole ray in front of me. So I don't have any proof to say that it came from the koneh, because if there's no, I have no rei in front of me and there's no neker, so kochach came internally. But since I don't have the rei in front of me, I assume it came through the veshit and the mele came externally. That's what Rashi says. So Rashi says that, if you can't prove from the rei itself that it came that it came internally, I assume it came externally. So say the same thing by the covet. By the covet, the Gemara is a different cheshbon. By the covet, the Gemara says, I have another way to prove if it came internally or externally, by the matzav, the way the machat is situated. So this is a shekel chakash and Rashi. Samur the chakash and Rashi. So I just saw the Rosh Yosef. Rosh Yosef says that Rashi held. The Gemara says that, let's go back to the Kovet for 1 second. The Gemara says by the Kovet, if skupa legav, that means the thick side is on the inside and the point is on the outside, so then I have to say, it didn't come from the outside, the thick side wouldn't break through the Kovet. So kochach came from the inside. So that's the kasha. So the same thing over here also. Let's say it came from the inside. If kupa legav, that is the kasha. So the Rosh Yosef says, and later we'll see Taisa, there's a Rosh that says such a svara, that there's a difference between besar hareye and besar hakoved. Besar hakoved is a tough piece of meat. So memele, a needle could puncture it. The kupa of the needle can't puncture it. So if you see in the kovet that the kupa legav, the thick chelik, is on the inside of the kovet, and you're claiming, how did it get here? It didn't get here from the outside. Because the thick part could not puncture the kovet. So kochach came from the inside. But if I see in a machat, I see in the reye, a machat that's kupa legav, and I'll say, how did it get in? The head of the machat is legav. How did it get in? So I'll say, it came in from the chalal aguf and it punctured the bosa. How could a kupa puncture the bosa? The psar aray is very soft. Bosa, a kupa could also puncture. That is how the Rosh Yosef is mevayer. That is shitas Rashi. So we hear here amachlekes. Rashi and Tosfos, how to explain this Gemara. Zok the Gemara weiter, V'hani mili ba'alimte. We're now 2 lines from the bottom. Ravashi told us in the Kovet we can be mevara if it came internally or externally. we look at the kupa. If it's kupa legab, that's proof it came internally. So the Gemara says, "Bahani mili ba'alimte." That is dafke by a thick needle with a thick head. So then I say that if the head is facing the inside of the kovet, so kochach it came internally. Avol ketinte, but if it has a small head, loishna kupa legav, loishna kupa leba, lekuvi nekove vasoi. Then there's no proof whatsoever, because a small head can make a hole also. A thick head can make a hole. So I say, if the head is facing the inside, so mistame it is, it came internally, but by a thin head it could come from the outside. What does Rashi say? Balimta machat ove, sheine yichoyla linkoiv derech kupe shalom. Avo bekatinte, kivei machtin shalonu, she menakvin bosor, afilu derech kupe shalom. A machtin can make a hole. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Bekitzer. Here we have, again, we have a hoichoche that the way the machat is situated, that is megala to us how the machat came into this organ. Kupa legav means it came internally. Kupa lebar means it came minachutz. Frekte gemore umayishno mimachat shenimtseis ba'oive beis hakoiseis. Let us see in 1 minute. Ibrahim Samaches, we have here on the Tzir 147 Reish in the Sichas Chulin, we have here the Keres, that's where the food enters first, then it goes into the Beis HaKaisis, then from there it goes into the Hemses. This Reish Samaches, 147 Reish. So the Beis HaKaisis has a double wall. There are two walls that surround the Beis HaKaisis. They're attached with fat. So now let us see what the halach is, and then we'll see what the Gemara's kash is. Mimachat shenimtzeis ba'oivei Beis HaKaisis. We found a machat ba'oive Beis HaKaisis that was punctured into the wall of the Beis HaKaisis. So the halach is as follows. Mitzad echor, if it punctured one wall, sheira, because since the Beis HaKaisis has two walls, so this nekev, let's say it punctured the inner wall, so memele it is kosher, because I have an outer wall that is making on the Beis HaKaisis. Mishneit stodim treifet. But if it's Mishneit Tzodim Treifet. V'loi Amrinon. Now, but let's go. One wall is kosher. If it punctured one wall, it's kosher. V'loi Amrinon. Lechsi Ikupa Lebar. Ikupa Legav. Let us see the direction in which the Machat is facing. Now let us see Rashi. Oivei Beis HaKaisis. Besoif HaKeres, that means when the Keres ends, so it goes into the Beis HaKaisis, Shekoirim Pantsof, Yesh Boi She'osui Kekoiva, that if you look at the picture in 147 Reish, it looks like a cap over the Keres. If we'll look at it, the Beis HaKaisis is like a Koiva. If you look at the Keres like a head, so this is like covering the head. It's like a koiva. Fine. That's the Beis HaKaisis. Yesh Beis Osi Kekoiva. Usfas Dofnoi Kfula. And the Dofen of the Beis HaKaisis, there's a double wall. Shtei Dofonis Adukim Zubezu. Vishumen Mechabron Bekoiren Loi. Dubulin, maybe it's a lotion of double. I don't know. Well, upon him, this double wall is called Dubulin.
So now, the halacha is, mitzad echad, shenokva es hadoifin apnimis, he found a machat, it made a hole in the doifin apnimis, v'loi nokva es hashenis, kshera, so it's kosher, shechavot omegin ole, we have another wall, so that's megit, mishneitz dodim, what if you have that the machat punctured both walls, shenokva mishneitz todim, shenokva games hashenis, v'yotza lechlal agof, treifa, fine. That's the law. Now the kasha is, v'yemrinen heiched aloi nokva ha'achas, when it was naked, one wall, we don't say, let us look at the matziv of the machat. Ikupa lebar, if the head of the machat is lebar, what does that mean? Shenimtzeis kupa shelo tchuvo bedoifin, upiyo kulo besoich hakeres. Let's say you have the head of the machat is between the two dfanis. You have your two dfanis, and it's between the two dfanis, between the outer dyphen and the inner dyphen. So the kupa is after the outer dyphen, and it's between the outer dyphen and the inner dyphen, and the machat, the point of the machat is going inside the inner dyphen. Now, so, what do I see? I see one wall is menukim. That's what I see. But let us think for 1 minute, how did this machat get into here? It didn't get in from the inside, because if it came into from the inside to the Beis HaKodesh, it wouldn't puncture this one wall. So al kochoch, it came from the outside. If I find now I have these two walls, and I have the inner wall I see is punctured, and the kupa is between the inner wall and the outer wall. So, Kan Shaila Ben, how did the kupa get here? It didn't get from the inside. So, Kochach, it came from the outside. And if the kupa, and if the machat came from the outside, so I have a multitude of reasons of being matrif, the behemoths. I had to come from the outside, so it came to the Vesha, those Nakim the Vesha, to the Dakim of the Ket. I mean, if it came from the outside, so Al Kochoch, the behemoths treif. So here we don't say, when it comes to the cover, you say, we look at the directions, the way it's facing. And if it's Kupa Lepar, I know it came from the outside. Here it just says, if I see one wall was Menukiv, it's Kosher. And I disregard the matzav of the machat. If the kup is on the outside or on the inside, that's the Gemara's kasha. I kupa lebar shenimtzeis kupa shelo tchuva bedoifin, upiyo kula besoich hakeres. But I see one wall is menukiv. So let's see, how did this happen? Vade mi bachutz nichnesu. A kochach came from the outside. Shenikva es haveshit. Oy keres. Oy dakin. We have to see how it got into the chalal abeimus. A kochach. One of these evorim got nikiv. Uvos lechal al guguf. Vumisham chosu v'nichnesu loy v'beis ha-kaisois. V'ovro kvar kula es ha-doifen ha-chitzoim. He speak a kupa shelo laver as doifen apnimi. That al kochach has to happen. If you a kochach, the machat came, the sharp point punctured it and went through, and that is why I see now the kupa lebar from the inside doifen. He speak a kupa shelo laver as doifen apnimi, and the kupa was not capable of going through the doifen apnimi. The eid mi bifnim basa, because if it came internally from the inside, va'achshav hi mascheles lotzeis dach oivei beis hakoises, and it's starting to go out,
ain't there a kupel and akev. You just told me that you saw that the kupel won't make a akev. The name of treife. Say bezoi. So why didn't he differentiate that you should see the direction the way the kupel is? Elo mi diktoni ksheiro. So let's make a cheshben and nefesh. So since it says kosher, shaminin minei kol heicha v'motzinu lemeimach simpoine nokat v'ol, or whenever you can say that it came through the simpon, that means it came through a natural oifel without making any nekovim, k'goin hocha, v'yech shloime derech haveshet bo ad haloim. By the Beis HaKoses, we could say it came that from the Beishit without making any nekovim. V'af shevi maschel sonake, v'afil uf kupel leba, loy matrefina. That means, so you made a whole shtick toire that you always assume that if it's kupel leba, it came from the outside. Here it's kupel leba, And I say it came from the inside. So vice versa, if I can assume that it's an internal, it came internally, that's what I say. I say it came internally. So why by the kove did you say fakel? Hey, chayrut is a little different, says, because by the kove I have another problem. I have to say that it came through the kone, and that already is also a bissel modna to say it came through the kone. Here I say it came through the Veshit, so that's not a big Kiddush. I mean, normally everything comes through the Veshit. About Kaponim, it seems the Gemara does ask the Kasha. Gemara asks the Kasha. Omri, so the Gemara answers, given the Ika Oichlin Umashkin, here it came through the Veshit. Now, when it came through the Veshit, it came through, there was a lot of things that were going through the Veshit. It wasn't only swallowing needles. It swallowed Oichlin Umashkin. Is Oichlin Umashkin Dachku Ahu Dachkua. Said Rashi. Oichlin Umashkin Dachkua, that means going through the Veshit. There was Oichlin and Maskin, which were also pushing through the Beishit. Umitoich adchak nichnesa kupa shalom bebosa. That's right. If you have, a kupa normally will not make a hole. That's true. But if you have Oichlin and Maskin that are pushing it, so then a kupa can also make a hole. Hilkach, afal gav de kupa leba, So the Kelso, the Gemara wanted to answer that the Beis HaKoses is unique in this prat because the Beis HaKoses, since I know it came from the Veshit, something that came from the Veshit, so the Kupa is also Bekoyech Lenakev. So there I don't say if it's Kupa Lebar, it came from the outside. I attribute it came from the inside, and the kupa was menakev, the oil of the Beis HaKoses. Zokta Gemara Vaita, Ahu machto di ishtakach besimpoino rabo de kavto. We had a machat that was found in the simpoin of the Kovek. Now, there's a Shaila, which, what we're speaking about over here, we have in Reish Samach Tes, there's a few, they found them how to learn Simpoina Rabba de Kavdo. So, he wants to say, look at the picture on the Freisa Machtes, the top picture. Kone ha-koveit, vinakave ha-moivul dam, me ha-koveit le-leiv. That this brings dam from the koveit to the leiv. This, and they found a machat
in this Simpaina Rabba de Kafta. Let's be a little further. Kune mar bereda Rav Idi Torep. So, Kune mar bereda Rav Idi said it's treife. Rav Ada ban Yumei Machsher. Ose shailu la Ravine omalohu shkilu glima de trufoi. Take away the baggage of those who are matref the behemoth. Let us see Rashi. Zegt Rashi, Kune mar toref. Now, how did it get into this simpuna rabbe? Kune mar toref, the kesova lukuvi nokev, and it zicher, there was a nekev, shlei nichnesa elo derech aveshet, and there was the nikva of derech aveshet, v'nokva Keres, Eveshet, Eidakin, V'yotzisa. It came from the outside. And he was Machsher, given the Besimpune Ishtakar, since this was found in the Simpain of the Kovit. Omrinen mi mechavne likones Besimpinze, Eladerech hakone nichnisa. That means that Al-Kochoch, if it got into the Simpain, the stomach, it came into the Simpain, Derech Achone Nichneso, Vakone, Vekone Kove, Knei Kove, it's Smuchim Lezeloze, Bishalkom Somot Lereye, Vegam Kona Lei, Vekona Kove, Mishalkom Lezipoines, Beroish Horei, I think, Vishlomish Nichneso, Mishimpoine, Hakone lisimpoine knei hakoved, imishom also lakoved derech hasimpoines. To understand Rashi, let us look for 1 minute in the Siches Chulin 149-150 Reish. Peirishoran, Simpoine Rabbe de Kavdo, Simpoine Godel Shebekoved. This is the large artery chves of the Kovet, who Simpoine Hakone Shenichnas Besoichai, Barambam Kosu Besimpoine Godel Shebekoved, Wakona Harochov Shebeemza, Sheboi Nichnas Amachalakoved. Yes, the Valaisi Simpoine Hakavone. Ki ekev tafkide machshuvim shel hakoved, the kovet does a lot of important things, yesh boi kama simpoinis. Shein tzinoiris dama nechnosim v'yoytzim imenu, midivrei haran shekosov simpoin hakone, hakone shenichnas besoichoi, nire shekavonosoi lekone hakoved, shu echod mitlose kane shedubar alem lo bedaf memheim et veis kone hakovit. Lefima shekasavti shom kone hakovit eini mispatsu mamish mikone reye. Now the kone hakovit does not branch off from the reye. Elohu kone rochev, it's a wide kone, the godel, hamagia mitachtis haguf. It goes from the back of the guf, Umarzer dam mikol eivorecho elaleif. It brings back dam from all the eivorim to the leif. Hanikra belaz vine kavet. Ubedalkoi. Now this is the simpan Agadah wants to say. Oiver betzomut lekavet. It goes through, gets attached to the kavet. Vinikshe olo. And it's, that's, we see in the picture that somehow it gets into the kovet. We see on top of the kovet, the way this somehow it goes into the kovet and goes over the kovet. U'mechuba l'kovet b'emtsois b'tvu because of ridim anechnosim eilav, u'mavirin loidam mezukuk achoizer alalei. So this, simpoin de kavda it brings into the kaved the blood from all over the goof. It gets in, and the kaved puts back into this pure dam, and it goes to the leiv. Chemesh mois rashi medabrim al konezet. She nimtzeis hamachat besimtzayin. Yeah. שנמצאיס המחת בסימקיין הגודל הנכנס ממנו על הקוביד, הממשיך בתייך. ולכן יכול המחת לבוא דרך סימפיין זה מבלי לנקת. Now, the מחת can get into this סימפיין without making a hole. ומה שכוסב רשי Derech HaKon, Rashi explained how it got there. Derech HaKon Nichneso, VaHaKon VeKon Kvasmuchim Zaloze Mishalkan Somot Lereye, VaMkon Alei VeKon HaKovi Mishalkan Mesimpoinis Veroshi Echot, Tzorech Lefaresh, Kamei Shetur Betzir 137.7, So, but let's see over here also. Shenichnas Derech HaKon Elereye, From the kone, it went into the rei. Let's look at our picture. And the Chingabetsu says, Mishalkim lesimpoinis berei bereishan echad. Mishalkim lesimpoinis berei bereishan echad. It first goes into the rei. Sheberei yesh veridim vesimpoinis ha-chulchim el halei. Umisham yechayla ha-machat, because from the rei there are tubes going to the lake. ומשום יכולה המחד להגיע לקווה. So look at the picture on 150 reish. So he has, it came through the kone. From the kone it went into the reye. From the reye it can get into the lathe. And from the lathe it can get, we have a direct route to the simpaina rabba de kavda, because that goes from the kove to the lathe. So we have here, but that what Rashi says, Vakone, Vakone, Kovid, Smuchim, Zelozeh, so it means, Hainu, Sheyesh, Derech, Mizelozeh, Belinikiv. So that means, if we have a way that it could enter the Kovid without making a naked. So we say, and the longest of this is, we say, that since it was mechumen, it came into the simpainis, which is like a very simpaina kovei, it's more mistava to say, it didn't come in externally. It came in internal, we have an internal path for this macha to get into the simpaina kovei, from the reye to the lei to the kovei, so that's why I assume that that's what happened. So that's what Rashi says, is shekilu glima de trufoi shechilu leklob. So he said, take the baggage of those who were matrif. There were others that were, but those who were matrif, they said it's straight. So if I can't, you have to pay now for the behemoth. You were mafsid in a behemoth by saying that it's straight. Ahi kashisa dishtakach b'mor. Now what is kashisa? Kashiosa garin shel tamro. Let us look on Reish Ayin. We'll see what we're talking about. We have here the molos attached to the kovet. And we found here a pit. A date pit we found in the mor. That is the, here we see the picture. We have the kovet, and the mor is attached to the kovet. And ahukash yoso, garen shel tamro, dishtakach b'mor. We have a big pit that we found in the mor. Ahikash yoso, dishtakach b'mor. Omar Ravashi, ki yavinen beirav kahane. Now, how did this pit get into the mullet? A pit can zicha not get in externally, because it's a pit. It's not, there's no sharp edges. It won't pierce the veshit. It won't pierce the dakin. I mean, how did it get into the mullet? So, our kochoch, it got into the mullet. We just found out that there's a pathway from the reye to the kaved, from the kaved to the leif, from the leif, and the leif, and the mor is attached to the kaved already. So it got in, so we hear, so it can get from the, through this pathway, it can get into the mor, through these simpainis. So let's see, Omar Ravashi, ki avine be Rav Kahana, Omar ho badai simpainin noket vasa. Here there's no shaila, it's if it came internally. It can't come externally because it won't pierce anything. Now, but here's another problem. This pit is a, more or less, large pit, a pit of a date. And the simpainis are the simpainis which are entering the covered mistam and the covered to the mara are small simpainis. You can't take out this pit from the simpainis. So how did this pit get into the mara? Let us see what Rashi says. Kashyosa garin shel tamo. Simpaine did covered nokat vol. It went through the simpainis of the covered. Derech hakone nichnes, zicher, it came into the kovei through the kone. The derech haveshet nichnes, if it was swallowed by the veshet, ein eruye lenakev klum velotzis misham, then zicher, it never would have gone out of there. Velachze velikonis kan derech nekev, that is zicher, an impossibility. So al kochoch, it came internally, from the sipainis of the kovei to the mora. Zok the gemore, va'af al gav dolem nafka, let us see Rashi, sheini yechoyle der, lotzeis derech ha-sinpain, a pit from a date, if it's in the sinpain, it won't come out. She'reitzim lo heitzio, if you'd want to take out the pit from the sinpain, v'fisha ha-sinpain dochuk, the sinpain is as a tight simpain, so memele, so how did it get into the mora? That means you say it came internally, but it can't come from the internal simpainus also, which are small. So the Gemara says, Bafa gav de loy konavke, milvo hu de rovi loy. So Rashi says, milvo de rovi, al yedei nanua, Shenena habehime balichosa yomim rabim, the behime that's moving keseda many, many days, nichnese tomid ma'at b'mokim dochuk, so that it seems the hiluch of the behime pushes this garden further into the simpe, but eventually it will go through the simpain into the mouth. Milva loshin kabore shemenanimoisa. If you chocolate and chocolate, it moves slowly. My icy abel of a kamal bebele metzias. So I assume because this is out the process of elimination, even it's also difficult for the date pit to go through the simpain, but al kaponim, this is a possibility. The other way, to come through the veshit, will never will puncture the veshit. So therefore, I assume that it came through the simpain, came to the oirek hakovei, and it came, even though it's a dochotik simpain, he's saying from the simpain, that's a, he's pointing the simpain that attaches the mother to the kovei, that's a dochintike simpain. But al koponim, bilvais hayomim, the nanua of the behemah will make it enter the mother. That so it's kosher. Avol de zeise. What if you have a pit of a zayis? Mivza boza. A pit of a zayis. Mivza boza. Kimachat. This can a pit of an olive seems is more sharper ends. So, uman de torif b'machat, torif namibo. So here already that means, by a pit of a date, I assume the only way it could come from the simpainus of the kavi to the mother. So it's internally. The pit of an olive can tear through. So there, so Rashi says the one that is toilet, and it came from the Veshit, and then made a nekev in the dakim of the Veshit, will be matrit here also. Let us see Taisvis, the top Taisvis. Avodizese mivza boza. Perish akotris, what does he mean? Uleman de chayish bemachat, chayish namioch. That means before, according to everyone, it couldn't come externally, because it would never make a neck at any place. That's kashayse. But the pit of a zayis could make a nekev in the veshit, in the dakin. So then, according to him, it'll be treif if I find the pit of an olive in the mullet. That's what Rashi says. Ve'im kain. So Rashi says, kan Rashi, avadaloi kehilchasim. So what are you telling us that by Isaiah it's treif? The kaimelon hilchasik Rabbi Yechanan the machshelel. We machshel a machat, and we're not toile. We say that the machat came through the kone, and we machshel it. So we should be machshel here also, even though it's possible for it to go to the veishit. And it could be Kireya, the Dakin, the Veshit. Zok Taisvis, Avonire, so Taisvis is Chaylik and Rashi. Avonire, da fila Rabbi Yochanan, b'machadu te talinin, shaboso derech ha-simpoines. By the machad, you say that it came to the simpoines, and it came to the con of the simpoines. Avon kishayse de zeiso, shahem gasim, ve'enam yecholim, Lovei berevach derech hasimpoines, chayshin en shemanik vahaveshit v'chazav v'nichnas v'kovei. So Taisvis means to say like this, that by kushayse de tamre, by a pit of atoma, it couldn't come from the veshit, because never would have made a hole. But some emelis, and then akolchach came inside. But over here, it could make a hole from the veshit, and if I say it came through the simpoinis, so that's it's a difficult journey to come from the simpoinis to the mora. It could come, but it's difficult. So here I'm toile or I'm a supik. Maybe it came from the veshit, and it came externally, and that's so the mora is a libe de hilchus afilo according to Rabbi Yechanan.